The Book of Sirach, Chapter 34. He who seeks vanity finds delusion, and dreams give wings to fools. As one who catches a shadow and pursues the wind, so is he who trusts in dreams. A dream is like a mirror, the likeness of a face reflecting a face. What can be made clean from an unclean thing? And how can that which is true come from a lie? Divinations and soothsayings and dreams are vain. As you hope, so does your heart see. If they are not sent by the Most High in a visitation, do not give your heart to them. For dreams have led many astray, and they have fallen, trusting in them. Without deceit the law will be fulfilled, and wisdom in the mouth of one who is faithful is perfection. A well-instructed man knows many things, and one of much experience expounds knowledge. He who has no experience knows but few things, but he who has wandered multiplies his skill. I have seen many things in my travels, and many things have befallen me. Often I was in danger even to death, but was saved thanks to these things. The spirit of those who seek the Lord will live, for their hope is on him who saves them. He who fears the Lord will not be afraid. He will not lose courage, for he is his hope. Blessed is the soul of him who fears the Lord. On whom does he trust? And who is his stay? The eyes of the Lord are upon those who love him, a mighty protection and a strong stay, a shelter from the scorching wind, a shelter from the midday sun, a guard from stumbling, a help from falling. One who refreshes the soul and lightens the eyes, who gives healing and life and blessing. The sacrifice of an unrighteous man is a mocking sacrifice, and the oblations of the wicked are not acceptable. The Most High has no pleasure in the offerings of the ungodly, neither is he pacified for sins by the multitude of sacrifices. As one who slays a son in the sight of his father, so is he who brings a sacrifice from the belongings of the poor. The bread of the needy is the life of the poor. He who deprives him of it is a man of blood. He slays his neighbor who takes away his means of living, and a shedder of blood is he who deprives the hired worker of his wages. One building and another pulling down, what profit have they but useless labor? One praying and another cursing, to whose voice will the master listen? He who washes after contact with a dead body and touches it again, what profit does he have by his washing? So a man fasting for his sins and going again and doing the same, who will hearken to his prayer? And what has he profited by humiliating himself?